Welcome back to the deep dive. If you've ever felt, caught between that need for speed and the messy reality that often comes with really rapid growth, then you are absolutely in the right place. We're here to help you navigate that tension. We want to show you how to build truly enduring value by really mastering your processes. In our previous deep dives, we laid, a really crucial foundation for turning that chaos into something much more predictable, more profitable. We explored what we call the process-first mindset, understanding how well-designed processes actually enable speed, quality, and innovation, and they help you sidestep those notorious startup killers, things like regulatory fines, compliance failures, just wasteful inefficiencies, and those really painful process breakdowns.
That's right. Yeah, our last series really dug into the practical how-to of process improvement. We started with understanding process discovery and mapping, showing how you uncover those hidden workflows and actually visualize what's happening day to day in your startup. We used everything from team interviews, observation, to things like journey mapping. Then we moved on to measuring what matters, right? Establishing those purpose-driven metrics from your big picture North Star down to those everyday diagnostic indicators and applying that iterative build, measure, learn loop directly to your operations. And finally, we looked at process improvement fundamentals and how you can adapt the lean startup methodology, usually for products, to your internal operations. We focus on things like minimum viable processes, making sure your internal workings are just as agile as your product development.
Okay, so we've built that solid foundation. Great. But with that foundational work behind us, the natural question is, how do we really sort of turbocharge these efforts, especially in a dynamic, high-growth environment? That's what this new series, Series 3, is all about: advanced methodologies for startup process excellence. And today, we're kicking it off with a concept that, it might initially sound a bit counterintuitive for a startup, maybe even intimidating, but it's incredibly powerful, Kaizen.
Yeah, what's fascinating here, I think, is how Kaizen, which is a philosophy rooted in continuous small-scale improvement, can be so powerfully applied in settings that often value, radical disruption, big bangs. So our mission today is to explore the practical techniques of Kaizen. We want to emphasize how regular, team-driven adjustments actually lead to really significant cumulative gains over time, and how it fosters a culture of ongoing optimization that truly complements rapid growth rather than, fighting against it.
Right. So let's unpack this a bit, because when many of us think startup, we instantly picture that old mantra, move fast and break things. But our sources, they make it pretty clear that mantra is, increasingly obsolete. Today's winners move fast and build enduring value. How does Kaizen, with its focus on continuous incremental improvement, actually fit into that newer picture?
Well, if we connect this to the bigger picture, Kaizen is precisely how you move fast and build enduring value. It's really the engine for it. It's a Japanese philosophy where improvement is like baked right into the daily work. It's not just tackled in occasional massive projects. But that definitely begs the question, can small changes really make a significant impact in a fast-paced startup? Is it enough?
Yeah, that's the key question, isn't it?
Absolutely. And the answer is yes. Our research gives a fantastic example, this B2B software startup called CloudSecure. In just the first month of implementing Kaizen, they made 47 minor changes. And none of these took more than an hour of actual work.
47 minor changes. Okay, those numbers are compelling. But I can imagine a startup founder juggling a million things, and the idea of 47 small changes, even if they're quick, might still feel overwhelming. What's the kind of hidden insight there? Is it about reducing the cognitive load, maybe, or just making improvement less intimidating?
Exactly that. The profound insight isn't just the cumulative effect, though that's huge: customer onboarding time down 30%, support response time improved 40%, and that CloudSecure example. It's that small changes have inherently lower risk. They have faster feedback cycles, and perhaps most importantly, they build psychological momentum. You're not asking your team for a moonshot every week. You're asking for a single achievable step. This makes improvement accessible, even when resources are scarce and time is critically short. And that brings us to another core principle of the Kaizen mindset. When problems inevitably arise, and they will, you focus on what in the process allowed the mistake, not who made the mistake. It's about blameless problem solving.
Okay, process over blame. I agree, that's critical for a healthy culture. We hear that a lot. But let's be real, in those high-pressure startup environments, it's so easy to slip back into blaming individuals. What are maybe one or two really actionable steps a leader can take, like today, to genuinely shift that mindset on their team?
That's a great point. Beyond the sort of moral aspect, the real insight with process over blame is how it shifts the entire culture. It moves you from a blame-averse, mistake-hiding environment to one where problems are seen as valuable data points. They actually accelerate learning and prevent recurrence. So to shift the mindset, a leader needs to actively model it consistently. When a mistake happens, instead of asking, who did this? They need to ask, okay, what happened in our process that allowed this error to occur? Then, crucially, involve the person who made the mistake in fixing the process, not punishing them. Turn errors into learning opportunities. This also means establishing clear, simple standards for key activities, and then continuously improving those standards based on real-world experience, rather than just letting processes vary based on who's doing it that day, you know, individual preferences.
Standards over preferences.
Yeah. Got it. Okay, so we've talked about the underlying philosophy of Kaizen and its powerful principles. Process over blame, small over large. But for someone listening right now thinking, okay, I get the theory, but how do I actually do this? How do I start? That's where the concrete framework comes in, right? Is there a repeatable cycle we can follow to start making these continuous improvements happen?
Indeed, there is. The core framework for Kaizen is the Plan-Do-Check-Act cycle. You might hear it called PDCA. It's really simple conceptually, yet incredibly powerful for driving iterative improvement. So, plan. This is where you define a specific problem or maybe an improvement opportunity. You analyze the current situation, figure out the root causes, perhaps using something like a five whys approach, where you just keep asking why a problem occurred to drill down past the symptoms to the fundamental cause. And then you develop a simple, focused improvement plan. Really important. Include clear success metrics. How will you know if it worked? The key here is to be brief but thorough in your understanding before you jump straight to solutions. Okay, plan. Makes sense. Resist the urge to just fix it immediately.
Exactly. Then comes do. Implement your planned improvement. Ideally, do it on a small, manageable scale first. Don't try to boil the ocean. Document exactly what you did, collect data as you go, and make notes of any unexpected challenges or outcomes. And it's absolutely crucial to involve the people who actually do the work in this implementation phase. They're the experts.
Right. Involve the team. Then what?
Check. Measure the results against those expected outcomes you defined in the plan stage. Did it work? How well? Analyze any gaps between expected and actual results. Identify any unintended consequences, good or bad. And gather feedback from everyone affected by the change.
Okay, check. Seems vital.
It is. And finally, act. If your improvement was successful, great. Now you standardize it. Document the new process, maybe update checklists or guides, train others who need to know, and share your learning across the team or even the company. If it didn't work as planned, don't just abandon it. Analyze why it didn't work, adjust your approach based on what you learned, and then restart the PDCA cycle with your new insights. It's a continuous loop.
Plan, do, check, act. It flows logically. Now, you mentioned a practical tip in the source material, the 5x5 rule. Tell us about that.
Ah, yes, the 5x5 rule. To keep this PDCA cycle really agile and suitable for startups, the suggestion is this. The plan and do phases together should take no more than 5 days combined. And the improvement itself, the work involved in the do phase should require no more than 5 hours of total work.
5 days for plan and do, 5 hours total work. Wow, that sounds incredibly agile, really aligned with the startup pace. But what if you had an unexpected roadblock? Say, in the do phase, something genuinely takes more than 5 hours to resolve. How do you maintain the spirit of Kaizen without rigidly breaking this rule?
Yeah, that's a really practical question, and it speaks to the agility needed in startups. The 5x5 rule isn't like a strict law you get penalized for breaking. It's more of a guideline, a constraint designed to force focus on quick, manageable changes. Keep the momentum going. So if you hit a roadblock that looks like it's going to blow past the 5-hour work limit, it often means your initial plan might have been a bit too ambitious for a single Kaizen cycle. The Kaizen spirit in that case would be to say, okay, how can we break this larger problem down into smaller, bite-sized improvements that do fit the 5x5?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe you quickly pivot your plan, you complete a smaller part of it within the limits, get that win, learn from it, and then use the insights from that partial do phase to inform the next PDCA iteration. It's really about constant momentum and learning, not necessarily perfect execution on the very first try.
That makes so much sense. It's about building those muscles for constant betterment, not getting bogged down. So what are some specific tools beyond PDCA that a startup could use to put this Kaizen philosophy into practice day to day? How do they actually get their hands dirty with this?
Right. This raises an important question. How can startups, often really resource constrained, implement these kinds of tools effectively? The source material identifies 5 particularly valuable Kaizen tools for startups. First up is 5S Workplace Organization. This is a systematic approach. Helps organize your physical workspaces, but maybe even more importantly for many startups, your digital workspaces too. Think, sort, Get rid of what you don't need. Set in order. A place for everything, everything in its place. Shine. Keep it clean and functional. Standardize. Make the rules clear and sustain. Keep it going.
Okay, 5S. So for a startup, this isn't just about tidy desks.
Not at all. It's about organizing shared drives, standardizing naming conventions for files and code, archiving outdated documents properly. I mean, I once saw a startup shared drive that was such a mess. It was genuinely faster for people to just recreate a document than try to find the existing one. Applying 5S felt like cleaning out a clogged artery suddenly. Information flowed, it reduces time wasted searching, prevents errors, and creates an efficient environment that can actually scale as you grow.
Yeah, I can see the value there immediately. What else?
Visual management.
Yeah.
This is all about making process performance and problems immediately visible to everyone. Think simple flowcharts on a wall, digital dashboards showing key real-time metrics, or maybe Kanban boards tracking work in progress. To do, doing, done. This visual clarity allows for much faster reactions and course corrections because everyone can see what's happening at a glance. No hiding.
Okay, visual management. Makes sense.
Next, Gemba walks. Gemba is a Japanese term meaning the actual place where work happens. So this practice involves leaders, managers, anyone really, regularly going to observe work where it happens. Not just relying on reports, it's about going to the source, observing the actual process, asking open-ended questions like what gets in your way or how could this be easier.
Yeah.
It's crucial to show genuine respect for the team's expertise while you're there and identify improvement opportunities together. It builds trust and provides invaluable firsthand insights.
Go see, ask why, show respect. I like that. What's number 4?
A3 problem solving. This is a structured, usually single-page approach for documenting the problem, its analysis, and the proposed solution or countermeasure. It typically covers everything from the initial problem statement and the current situation through root cause analysis to the proposed countermeasures, the implementation plan, and follow-up checks. It forces clarity and conciseness, which is, you know, ideal for busy startup teams. It gets everyone on the same page, literally.
A one-pager for problem solving. Powerful. And the last one.
Standard work. This involves documenting the current best method for performing a specific task. It includes things like the sequence of steps, maybe standard timing for each step, materials needed, and built-in quality checks. It provides a clear baseline for consistent execution, which is vital for quality and efficiency. And importantly, it provides the foundation for future improvement using PDCA. You can't improve a process that isn't defined. It's not about stifling creativity. It's about ensuring a reliable, repeatable foundation for core tasks.
Right. It sets the baseline from which you improve.
Exactly. And there's a compelling case study in The Source about a marketing tech startup, Growth Engine. They implemented these tools and saw really significant results. 5S reduced their digital asset search time by 60%. Think about that. Save time. Visual management enabled much faster campaign adjustments based on real-time data. A3 problem solving helped them finally resolve some persistent nagging issues, and standard work reduced errors in their campaign setup by 40%. Plus, it made new team members productive in literally half the time.
Wow, those are some seriously impressive numbers. Reducing errors by 40%, onboarding twice as fast. But, you know, a lot of startups are just in that constant sprint to survive mode. Feels like heads down, just get stuff shipped.
How do you convince them that investing even small amounts of time in these tools, 5S, visual boards, standard work, isn't just another distraction, but actually helps them build those muscles faster, helps them sprint better? That's the crux of it, isn't it? It's precisely because they are in sprint to survive mode that these tools become so critical, not less so. Think of it less as an investment of extra time you don't have and more as a shift in how they're already spending their time. If you're constantly firefighting, dealing with customer complaints because of process errors, or fixing broken internal workflows over and over, that is the real distraction. That's time not spent building the product or acquiring customers. These Kaizen tools are about identifying and systematically eliminating those distractions at the root cause. They don't just solve today's problems. They build the organizational capability, the muscle, to prevent future ones. They free up valuable time and, just as importantly, mental bandwidth for true growth activities. It really is about working smarter, not just harder or faster in a chaotic way.
Working smarter, not just harder. Okay, so we've covered the principles, the PDCA framework, some specific tools, but here's where it gets really interesting for me. How do you make this continuous improvement thing not just a project or something you do when there's a crisis, but a genuine daily habit in a startup? How do you weave it into the fabric?
Yes, this leads us right to the practical concept of implementing daily Kaizen. It's exactly that, embedding improvement into the very fabric of daily work, making it normal. And there's specific techniques for this too. One key one is daily improvement huddles. These are really brief, typically 5-15 minute team stand-up meetings. They're sharply focused on identifying and addressing small improvement opportunities. You quickly review actions from yesterday. Did we do what we said we'd do? Identify any new opportunities or blockers today. Assign small, quick tasks. And importantly, celebrate completed improvements, even tiny ones. Scheduling them consistently, like first thing in the morning, and keeping them super simple and focused are key. Rotating who facilitates the huddle also builds team ownership and engagement.
Daily huddles. Okay, short, sharp, focus on improvement. What else for daily Kaizen?
Improvement time boxes. This means deliberately dedicating small blocks of time, maybe just 30, 60 minutes per person per week, specifically for them to focus on improvements within their own area of control. Protecting this time from other urgent tasks is absolutely crucial. Management is to signal that this improvement work is valued, it's part of the job, not just an optional add-on if you happen to finish everything else.
Protect the time. Got it.
Then there are Kaizen boards. These are basically visual management tools. Could be a physical whiteboard or a digital tool like Trello or Jira, specifically for tracking improvement ideas and progress. They often have columns like problem opportunity, analysis, implementation, verification, and completed. This makes the whole improvement journey visible to everyone. It fosters transparency, accountability, and shows momentum.
Visual tracking of the improvements themselves.
Okay. And finally, simple suggestion systems. Implement really easy, low-friction ways for all team members, regardless of role, to submit improvement ideas anytime they pop up. This could be a dedicated email address, a simple online form, even just a section on that Kaizen board. The key is ensuring a rapid response to these suggestions, acknowledge them quickly, provide support for implementing the approved ideas, and actively recognize valuable contributions. This really fosters engagement and shows people their ideas matter.
Make it easy for everyone to contribute ideas. Love it.
And there's one more practical tip from the source material for making this daily Kaizen feel achievable. Suggest a goal like one improvement per person per week. Just one. It sounds modest, maybe even trivial. But think about it. A 10-person team making just one small improvement each per week. That's 10 improvements a week. Over a year, that's 520 improvements. That's enough to fundamentally transform operations piece by piece without causing massive disruption or needing huge project budgets. It just accumulates.
520 improvements in a year from one per person per week. That really puts the power of incremental change into perspective. It's huge. So what does this all mean for you, the listener listening right now? Today, we've taken a really deep dive into Kaizen. We've revealed how these small, consistent changes, when you apply them diligently and continuously, can lead to truly massive cumulative gains. They can fundamentally transform not just your startup's processes, but its culture too.
Yeah, absolutely. We've seen that building enduring value in a startup, it isn't really about avoiding change or trying to get everything perfect up front. It's about embracing constant incremental betterment, continuous learning. It's really about fostering a culture where every single team member feels empowered and equipped to identify and solve problems day in, day out, turning those everyday challenges and frustrations into opportunities for growth and efficiency.
So, to get started on your own Kaizen journey, maybe right after listening to this, here's your actionable takeaway. Implement a simple daily huddle, maybe just 10 minutes, or even just a weekly check-in, with your team specifically focused on identifying and deciding how to address just one small process improvement idea. Honestly, it could be as simple as streamlining a frequently used email template, or maybe finally organizing that messy shared folder everyone complains about. Just pick one small thing.
Remember, the process revolution, building that enduring value, it really starts with you. And these small, consistent steps.
Until next time, think about this. If you empowered every single person on your team to find and fix just one small frustration in their work each week consistently, what kind of unstoppable, efficient learning force would your startup become in a year? What could you achieve then?